You know, for me, it's kind of hard to believe. I live near LBJ, and so I lived through the reconstruction of LBJ. And I came to realize that what they really did was build three roads. On the one hand, there's the surface road, so you can sort of go, you know, down the street. Then there is the interstate, 635. But underneath it is a whole different world, the LBJ Express. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because it's also the 10th anniversary of the LBJ Express. The brand new CEO of the company that owns that is Pablo Ferrando, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So the structure is really interesting. So on the one hand, there's 635, which is a state-owned interstate, I guess, highway. And then you're a whole different private company down there below. And that's who came up with this idea?
Yeah, no, you're right. We are a private company that work in partnership with the Department of Transportation, with TxDOT. And we have been here for now 15 years since construction. But the idea came from the vision and leadership of the folks at the North Central Texas Council of Governments with TxDOT, in a moment in which they figured out that for the region to keep growing, they needed a new network of highways. I'm sure they talked about energy, telecommunications, and water, but they had the vision of having a network of highways that would be always flowing with no congestion. So essentially, they designed a master plan that included these Texpress corridors, and LBJ is one of them, that included, like you said, service roads, the surface lanes, and then the tolled express lanes. And those tolled express lanes are unique in the sense that they are always free-flowing.
Yeah. Well, but the structure is unique in that you've got this public-private partnership. Mm-hmm. You have to coexist. And that's what I'm wondering about. Is that unique? The company that owns it is a Spanish company. Is this being done around the world?
It's been done around the world. Public-private partnerships have been around for many decades. And Ferrovial, which is the major shareholder in LBJ and in the other two projects that I represent, has been doing this for decades. What is unique about these projects is the magnitude and the component of the express lanes, the dynamic pricing that makes it a benefit for the community, because you don't have to stop at congestion at any given point. You can always choose to go on the toll lanes and enjoy a safe and fast ride without congestion.
But this had to be a dream come true, to be able to create this from the beginning, to be in partnership when everything is under construction. Because I would assume that you're going back in and retrofitting most everywhere.
Correct. That's correct. We reconstructed the service roads. We reconstructed the let's call them the free lanes. And we built the new lanes in the median, like you see there when you drive. This project, LBJ, could have been a tunnel. It could have well ended up being a complete tunnel, which would have taken much longer to build. It would have been riskier, and therefore the construction price would have been much higher. But the engineers designing this project at the time figured out a way to do it through excavation and through cantilevered structures. So now what you see is two levels. You see the free lanes on top and the toll lanes at the bottom. And it's quite spectacular. Paraphrasing one of the leaders at NCTCOG, it's one of the eight wonders in the engineering world.
That's your background. You're an engineer.
I am.
Is this model being copied? I mean, this exact LBJ corridor model being copied elsewhere?
The public-private partnership part, yes. Operate three Texpress corridors in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. LBJ Texpress was the first one, but then we have we're operating in partnership with TxDOT, the NTE Texpress, just west of the airport, and the NTE 35 West that runs from downtown Fort Worth all the way north to Alliance. So there's other examples in the region. There's other Texpress corridors that are operated directly by TxDOT, and there's others in other cities in the state and in other cities in the country.
And again, for people who don't know, I mean, the idea here is that you're always going to have a corridor which is running if memory serves, at minimum 55 miles per hour. And that you control that by charging tolls. And the more congestion there is, the higher the toll, so that people who don't want to pay that don't take up the space on it.
Exactly. But there, those visionaries a few years ago figured out that there would be enough demand for those toll lanes. So when you're driving on these express corridors, you always have the choice. You see on these large panels what the price would be for the next segment. And that price could go up if demand is high and will go down when the demand is low. And so you can choose freely at any section of the highway, as opposed to other toll roads where you get on the toll road and that is that is your alternative. The alternative highway could be miles away. This you can jump on and off as you wish.
Well, as I said, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary, so maybe this question is moot, but is everything going along all right? I mean, like I say, this is a fairly unique partnership, public and private. And in the case of public, you've got different people coming through all the time that are on the board and have a new, you know, mindset and want to take on those profiteers.
No, the partnership is going really well. I have not been here. I was here at the beginning. I've been here for the last few years. And the partnership with Techstar is amazing. I cannot say anything bad about the relationship that we have with the guys that manage these projects from Techstar. It's going really well. We're all contributing to making these projects a success.
So as you were saying, you were here from the beginning, you left, you came, now you're back as the new CEO. Mm-hmm. So what is your mandate? It's not status quo, I would assume. You're going to continue to grow this?
That is the plan. Yes, we, obviously as the CEO, my role is to define the strategic direction of the company, and I'm responsible for the overall performance. But it's important to note that by overall performance, I don't mean only the economic performance. Obviously, we want this business model to be sustainable, but we are very focused on safety of our employees and of the traveling public. We have very strict metrics and KPIs. We look at operational improvements all the time to improve on safety. We work on innovation. We want to have one of the best assets or the best asset in the world if we can, in terms of the technology that we apply to minimize accidents and to monitor traffic. We work on being efficient. Efficiency is another one of our goals. And then engagement with the communities and continue to improve our projects and the service that we provide to the communities.
So what about other communities in the United States? Are you in other communities besides here in Texas?
Yes, we have the same shareholders that own these companies own have another partnership with the Virginia Department of Transportation, and then there's another one in North Carolina. So it's the I-77 in North Carolina and the I-66.
What's your purview? Are you just over the Texas operations?
Yeah,
this is a pretty big state, and I would assume that you've got a lot of areas for expansion. Where do you go next?
Where do we go next? There's this many cities are actually coming to Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas-Fort Worth is something that others are trying to emulate. We get visitors here from Tennessee, from other states, from Georgia, that are looking at Dallas-Fort Worth as the example to follow because of how competitive Dallas-Fort Worth has become thanks to these improvements.
Yeah. What do you have other corridors in this area that you'd like to put in the express lanes to?
Yes, there are corridors. Obviously, the ones that are adjacent to the ones that we currently operate, that would be ideal for us to continue expanding the service that we provide. Some of them are currently operated by TxDOT. I would be more than willing to work with them to continue expanding this network.
So do you like it here?
I love it here. I love Texas. Yeah, like the t-shirts say, I came here as fast as I could.
What?
No, my wife is Texan and I do love it.
Oh, is that right? Well, and the thing is, some of our summers are a little like Spain.
Yes, a little hotter sometimes, but yes, no, I love it here.
I don't know. You're catching up. I don't know if you've been back lately, but they had a pretty rough summer over there. Well, look, happy anniversary, 10 years. And like I said, I think people are finally figuring it out. And I heard a lot of pushback. In fact, there was a series of articles in the Morning News last year And it was all about the expense. You know, my gosh, I had $20 to drive 4 miles. And of course, I guess the alternate answer is, then don't pay it.
Yes, you don't have to. Exactly. I think it's a model that gives more and better options, but there are options. You have more choices. Like you said, you can get on when you're in a hurry, but you don't have to get on.
Yeah, if I need to go to the airport, it's okay. If I'm running to Walgreens, yeah. I could go a little slower.
Yeah, and for companies, for small businesses that want to get another ride for another job, it's very advantageous.
Pablo Ferrando is the CEO for the network for the LBJ NTE and 35W. Remarkable operations. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.